Ethanol from corn waste. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Corn ethanol comprises 10% of the U.S. gasoline market as a result of federal mandates. This heavily subsidized product consumes billions of bushels of corn each year. While originally touted as beneficial to the environment and to the economy, corn ethanol has proven to be highly controversial. Corn ethanol production has come under attack for its energy efficiency, environmental impact, and effects on land use. Among the most potent criticisms of corn ethanol is that it consumes a food crop, making that crop more expensive and less available for its original purpose. For years, there's been talk of producing ethanol from cellulosic sources instead, corn stalks, leaves, and husks, instead of the corn itself. Producing ethanol by breaking down this biomass faces many challenges. These processes tend to be complicated, expensive, and energy-intensive. There is also the uncertainty about how cellulosic ethanol is treated by the federal ethanol mandates. Nonetheless, the Project Liberty ethanol plant has recently opened in northern Iowa and is set to produce 25 million gallons a year. Other new cellulosic ethanol plants in Kansas and in Iowa are scheduled to open this fall. The leftovers of corn farming, known as stover, are needed to prevent soil erosion, but at least a quarter of corn waste could be used to make ethanol without adverse effects on the soil. It remains to be seen how good an alternative cellulosic ethanol is to corn ethanol in terms of energy and the environment, but in principle, it seems like a good idea. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.